This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. After a rush of home building in October, November turned out to be a little muted. Much of that you can blame on Sandy. The storm definitely seemed to have slowed down construction in the Northeast. But for the big picture on housing starts and some other data staring at us today, let's bring in John Sylvia. He's chief economist at Wells Fargo, and he's with me live. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
When you look at this monthly housing starts report today, what's the data that matters to you?
Well, I think you picked out one element that was kind of key. They break out housing starts by basically four different regions, and the region that went down was the Northeast. The Midwest and the South continue to improve. They certainly were not impacted by Hurricane Sandy. I think the other point that's important to recognize is that over the last 3 months, both single-family and multifamily housing starts have risen compared to the 3 months before. So the housing market does appear to have good forward momentum. Overall, in terms of the longer run trends, still very strong multifamily housing starts as a share of the total housing starts, again, reflecting a lot of young people building up perhaps savings for a down payment on a house, but also still uncertain about their economic future and their jobs.
Some more apartments to go around. Let's shift to corporate news here before we wrap up.
Sure.
FedEx reported earnings today, and profits there took a step backward in November. Notably, though, FedEx did not lower its outlook going forward, which is something we've seen a lot of companies do lately. So what's FedEx tell us about the broader economy?
Well, in the short run, it tells us there's a weaker global economy, but also the higher price of gasoline, I think, or airplane fuel really impacted their results. But longer term, they really continue to benefit from increases in global trade and certainly the benefits of e-commerce. And I think those two elements really provide this underlying forward momentum for the overall economy, suggesting that, you know, once you get past the fiscal cliff, we still have good economic growth of about 1.5 to 2% in 2013.
We don't have much more time, but for me to mention it, that oil prices as well, also a factor for FedEx, no doubt. John Sylvia is chief economist at Wells Fargo. Thanks, John, as always.
Thank you.